This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, we're stepping into the end of the year. We're stepping into the last month of the year, and equity market worldwide have scaled the wall of worry. And in fact, all of equity markets, especially in the Indian context, are trading near lifetime highs. Now, talking about the global context from how Friday fared, S&P 500 scaled a fresh 2023 high, and all of the US indices ended with gains. Along with that, when you're talking about crude oil prices, that further softened on Friday. Brent futures traded over 2.5% lower near the $78 a barrel mark. But the real hero has been the Indian market, especially in the week gone by, gained over 2%, outperforming regional peers. Fifth straight week of positive returns for the Nifty. And along with that, you know, the broader end of the market, the cheer continues. Mid-cap continued its gaining streak, 15 consecutive sessions, indicating that it had hit record highs for 15 straight sessions. Key events, of course, you know, we cannot look past the strong thumping BJP victory in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh, outperforming even the most optimistic exit poll. So that indicates that the GIFT Nifty and the Indian markets today have seen a very, very strong positive start, is what we're anticipating even for the Nifty at 9:15 a.m. today. Along with that, some important cues. Mizoram counting is there today. Along with that, the RBI policy meet outcome will happen on December 8th. Asian markets, while mixed, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a very strong gap of start. Interesting to see whether this particular gap of start can sustain today morning as far as the Indian market is concerned.